I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Today we're following the trade winds along the Third Coast, the Gulf Coast. Barbara Lynn, our guest this hour, has traveled the Gulf Coast club circuit for over 40 years. Back in the late 50s, Barbara cut a figure in her hometown of Beaumont, Texas, earning the nickname the Black Elvis by playing left-handed guitar and singing for her high school girl group Bobby Lynn and the Idols. Recording for her longtime producer Huey the Crazy Cajun Moe, Barbara Lynn made a name for herself with original hits like You'll Lose a Good Thing and Until Then, I'll Suffer. Despite early success, Ms. Lynn is a woman deeply connected to her family and very pleased with her life in Southeast Texas.
My mother and I told me I used to play on the windowsill pretending that it was a piano. And that's what I would do every evening when I'd come from school. I'd get my homework or whatever. I'd go to the windowsill and start pretending that I was playing a piano. And I end up getting an Arthur Godfrey ukulele because I said—
A ukulele?
Yes.
He was on the Big Talent Show,
yes.
And he used to get up there and strum. And
I'd watch him so much.
Making love, ukulele style. You don't have to be in Waikiki. Making love.
After playing the Arthur Godfrey ukulele, I told my mother and him, I think I want me a solid body guitar, because I was singing Elvis then, and so I was determined I was going to play guitar. I really liked his songs. In fact, I ended up recording Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. But if you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
In fact, at grade school, they end up calling me Elvis Presley. They say I was trying to wear my hair like Elvis. Then I form a all-girls band, too.
Bobby Lynn and the Idols.
Bobby Lynn and her Idols, yes. Every evening we would go in the back of the school and try to sing, you know. And a lot of other students would stop and just circle around us, you know. And we'd appear on the talent shows there, the record hops. And if they had a contest, Barbara Lynn and her Idols, we'd always win.
Your big hit recording, You'll Lose a Good Thing, 1962. What leads up to the words and music that becomes that hit?
Over a guy that I was going with, his nickname was Stank.
Stank?
But his real name is Sylvester. And, you know, we had been going together for about a year, and then I walked in on him, you know, talking to another girl, another close friend of his, and then I saw them again, so I started putting something together here, I don't know.
Something stinks.
Something stinks. So when I did walk up on him, I told him this last time, Sylvester, if you lose me, you're going to lose a good thing. The next day, I got up and I wrote some lyrics and I recorded that song and I laughed all the way to the bank.
I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. Because if you should lose,
blues is something that some people say is not proper for a lady, and yet blues seems to be important in your musical upbringing and what you start to record.
Well, a lot of the record companies that I dealt with, they had me going into blues. But then I also was writing from people I see in everyday life, you know, things that I knew some people were going through. And so I turned that into a song, too. You know, like maybe some women were getting beat on, cheated on, and stuff like that. And I'd go in my little office in my house, and I'd try to write a song from that. Like the one, I Won't Be Your Second Fiddle Girl.
Hey, 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 you've seen the world. You went out with every girl, but let me hit you. I won't be your second fiddle girl. second fiddle girl.
The Empress of Gulf Coast Soul, Texas native Barbara Lynn. For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO, or listen at AmericanRoots.org.